escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser! B-Migs, you're a loser!
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Debbie from Seattle is. Debbie, are you there?
I am.
Good morning to Debbie. Steve, you got to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Debbie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I think so.
In science and technology, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Correct. Ben Bailey is best known as the host of what game show?
Pass.
Porphyrophobia is the fear of what color?
Can you repeat that?
Porphyrophobia is the fear of what color?
Oh boy, black?
No.
White, red?
No. Careless Whisper was released in what mid-80s year?
82, 83, 84?
84, yes. Which planet in our solar system has the strongest gravitational pull?
The sun?
No.
Moon?
No.
Uranus?
No. Buffalo River State Park is located in which Midwestern state?
Pass.
The small bones that make up the backbone are called what?
Oh, shoot. I get killed if I lose this one. Pass.
Which Australian actor played Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Yes. What do you call the leader of a wolf pack? Oh, Debbie. You got 3 correct. I will say that is better than I first when I first played. I only got 2. So, you know, yeah, it could be worse, though. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Debbie.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
In science and technology, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Correct. Ben Bailey is best known as the host of... Yes.
Love that show.
Porphyrophobia is the fear of what color?
Pink.
No.
Purple.
Yes. Careless Whisper was released in what mid-80s year?
85.
No.
86.
No.
84.
Yes. Which planet in our solar system has the strongest gravitational pull?
Oh, that would be Uranus.
It would
turn.
Not be.
Oh. Let's go with Jupiter.
Yes. Buffalo River State Park is located in which Midwestern state?
Illinois?
No.
Ohio?
No.
Wisconsin?
No. The small bones that make up the backbone are called what?
The vertebrae?
Yes. Which Australian actor played Wolverine?
Hugh Ledger.
No.
Hugh Jackman.
Yes. What do you call the leader of a wolf pack?
Heath Jackman. Leader of a wolf pack?
Yeah.
The leader?
No. Yeah.
The wolf?
No.
Wolfman?
No. What is the capital of the Netherlands?
Denmark.
No.
know.
Steve, you got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven correct, and that is a win. Oh, 7-3. Sorry, Debbie.
That's okay.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Started off pretty strong, and I just started petering out.
Buffalo River State Park is located in Minnesota.
Okay.
And the leader of a wolf pack is the alpha male.
Oh.
And the capital of the Netherlands is Amsterdam.
Aha.
Yeah. Congratulations on your win, Steve.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
No, I've never been across the pond.
Okay.
Have you?
No, maybe we should do a radio convention in Amsterdam.
Field nothing trip.
Bad, nothing bad would ever happen there.
They got the red light district, right?
Like I said, nothing bad will ever happen there.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are absolutely loving this feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And every day these messages come in, some prove to be quite interesting.
Somebody has a question about the upcoming Seahawks preseason game. Also, somebody wants to chat a little bit about Austin. And someone has a question for Danny V.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Aerosmith.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide to our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Just go ahead and tap that app, the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I see what you did right
the
there.
The Odyssey app. And then you too can leave us a voice message with a message with the little microphone icon. It's very easy to do it. Steve, what is it sounding like in there today?
Well, you know, the Seahawks, they start off their preseason this week, so we got a voice message about that. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Through the Odyssey app.
Daily Mix Show, what do you think? Are we booing or are we cheering Pete Carroll?
Boo. I would not boo that
Wait,
man.
Danny, you're booing Pete Carroll?
I'm just
Why do you hate the elderly?
I'm just a troll, guys.
Oh, I'll cheer for him. I'll stand up.
I will forever cheer for Pete Carroll.
For sure.
Are we booing or are we cheering Geno Smith?
Oh, booing the living hell out of that guy. He's a traitor.
What happens when the Raiders come and beat the Seahawks, though? Are we booing then?
No, because they're beating our second-tier guys. Like, I don't even think we're going to see Geno Smith on the field.
No.
Hell, I mean, I'd be shocked if we even see Pete Carroll. He might just be in the locker room hanging out with all the starters.
Cocktails.
Like, catching up on, like, you know, the latest episodes of Yellowstone or something like that. I'm always excited about preseason, but we're not going to see any of our starters.
No, it's not the action of the regular season, for sure.
I think we're giving the boos to Geno and the cheers to Pete. Go Hawks.
I don't think we're gonna see any boos to either. I mean, maybe some people are a little salty at Geno just because of how he left. It wasn't anything like super like controversial, but then he like said some stuff that wasn't like super positive about like how he felt he was treated with the Seahawks. But I think at the end of the day, he never had anything but love for the Seahawks fans.
For sure.
So I'm not.
And neither of them deserve a boo.
And also it's preseason.
Yeah, like, I don't really care that much.
I'm not gonna get too worked up on that. All right, here's our next voice message.
Two questions. First one, Danny, how was emo night in Albuquerque?
Amazing.
Okay. I thought there was follow-up there. There's more questions. Okay, let's answer the first one.
No, it's pretty awesome.
Are they more sad or less sad in Albuquerque than they are in Seattle?
You know, I think they're more sad because it's so god dang hot in Albuquerque.
I looked at some of the pictures. They look like a sadder bunch.
Oh, my gosh. I was so drenched from sweat before the show even started.
Oh, no.
Just from like, setup and whatnot. And they had, like, fans going, and I'm like, we need, like, 18 air conditioners right here.
Well, it's also you're drinking that Hatch Green Chili energy drink.
Fair, yeah.
That's very popular in New Mexico.
Very sweaty.
Danny, how was emo night in New Mexico?
Okay, we got that.
Second question. Are you jumping the entire time at emo night? Because my knees hurt just looking at those pictures.
Yes. Yes, I am. And thank you for noticing. I love jumping, and that's kind of become my thing at emo night. Slash also when I used to play in a band, was I was always the guy that was like jumping with the guitar. And I just noticed that like every single time I'm jumping at emo night, they snap a picture of me.
I'll be on every Monday. I'm waiting for the text from Danny saying, hey guys, I'm not coming in. I blew out my ACL.
Wow.
I know they have like step counters. I wonder if they have a jump counter so we could find out how many times you jump in an emo night.
You have an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
You should do like the steps and calorie counter.
I do.
And how is it typically?
Usually on a typical emo night, I burn 2,200 calories.
Ooh. Amazing.
Yeah.
And that's from emo night.
That's I need to go to more of those.
That's from start to finish. It's like 9:45 to 2 in the morning, and I don't stop it until I get in my car and I'm done for the night.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's usually 2,200 calories.
And then he goes home and watches videos and jumps up and down until 3 in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard you guys are going to Austin.
get ready. It's going to be hot.
Thanks.
I lived there for 15 years, and I'm still sweating.
I was there last year in June, and it was quite moist.
Well, what did I say? I think it's like by the weekend, it's going to be like 98 degrees.
Yeah.
Even some weather reports is pushing like 100, 101. So we're basically hanging out inside a hotel for the entire time.
Well, so we were talking about, you know, do we pack a hoodie? But if we're going to be stuck inside in air conditioning, we might need a hoodie.
You know, I'll buy one at the gift shop because I'm not packing a hoodie. Like, I looked at that weather and I'm just like, man, it's going to be a scorcher.
Are you guys bringing your short shorts? Your Daisy Dukes?
I'm wearing some right now, guys.
I'm bringing Speedos.
Yeah.
Oh!
Man, did you bring me a pair?
Of course.
Hoochie Daddy Summer.
Speaking of Speedos.
Migs, are you really wrestling in Texas this weekend? I said on your Instagram. If so, that's awesome.
I'm not wearing Speedos, but I will be packing my spandex. Yes, we're going. It was one of those things, be careful what you wish for, because one of my buddies is a radio guy, our buddy, Ted. Yep. He does radio in Texas. I'm like, hey, Ted, he's a ring announcer for some local independents. I'm like, hey, is there any indie shows happening in Texas while we're there? Be awesome to get, like, go to it, check it out. And he texts me back with like a screenshot from a promoter. He goes, I think I got you booked in Texas. And I was like looking at it and I'm like, oh yeah, that does look like I got booked. So I contacted the promoter and he's like, yeah, we'd love to have you. We'll put you up against our most popular guy and we'll have a blast.
What's the guy's name?
Uncle Huck.
Uncle Huck.
Uncle Huck comes out playing his own harmonica.
Oh no.
He's got like this like, I don't even know, like American flag overalls and like everything about it just reeks of like 1980s era wrestling. And that's like my cup of tea. So I'm fired up.
I hope you whoop his ass.
And I believe it's going to be on YouTube if anyone did want to watch it. They stream their shows on YouTube and it's AAPW Wrestling. So I don't know what that stands for, but it's AAPW.
I'm getting real excited. This is going to be the best trip.
Are you going to watch it on YouTube?
No, I'm going to come. I'm going to watch in real life. IRL.
I love this place because it seems like it's kind of like, you know, it's like a student-run type of a wrestling group, which I think is cool. But I saw on their flyers it says, BYOB, coolers are encouraged.
You can just bring your own booze?
That means they don't have any booze to sell. But you can bring your own booze. And I'm like, that's hilarious.
I'm definitely bringing my own booze.
Shocker.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are going to be heading back to an Everett Aqua Sox game later on this month. It's Sunday, August 24th. Last year, we got to throw out the first pitch, and I just want to remind everybody that you did not take yours over the plate, Steve Miggs.
I purposely threw it in the dirt to make you and that kid feel better.
Oh, I looked really good compared to you.
Yes, you did. And that kid looked better than both of us.
It's going to be such a fun day. It's a day game. I think 4:05 is the first pitch. You can go get your tickets and all the info right now at KISW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rockaholics, you might recall that last week we were giving away tickets to Creed.
Yes, and we were.
We're all going to Creed, too, and we cannot wait.
We got a party bus and everything. We're taking the next day off because that's how we roll.
That is totally how we roll.
When it comes to Creed.
And one of the lucky winners from Hook or Shook last week was also going to get a backstage tour from the one and only Scott Stapp, the frontman of Creed himself.
One lucky grand prize winner.
And we're going to see if we can get that winner on the phone right now.
What do you think?
I think he's going to answer.
I don't think he's going to answer. It's 2025. Answer? Nobody answers their phone from an unknown number.
You want to place a dollar bet?
I just used my last dollar on a claw machine with Tatum at Safeway. But yes, I'll Venmo you.
All right, I'll Venmo you a dollar.
Dollar bet.
All right, let's try to get him on the phone.
Danny, do you think he's going to answer?
No.
Okay.
Have some faith, guys.
And you have his name because I don't know who we're talking
to. Okay.
Oh, come on. I wonder what
the time.
Telling you, everybody just lets it go right to voicemail.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Do we leave him a voicemail?
You're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Back. Sure.
When you have finished recording, you
But you owe me a dollar.
I do.
Where's the beep?
I didn't hear a beep.
Beep.
Did it beep?
It might have beeped. Hello?
Andrew. Andrew, I'm really disappointed in you. You just lost me a dollar because you didn't answer this phone call right
Andrew,
now.
Andrew, I've never been more proud of you being a 2025 person when it comes to cell phones and not answering your calls.
This is Taryn Daly, Steve Miggs, and Danny V from the Daily Miggs Show calling to let you know.
No, don't tell them. Let them know anything. Just say we're going to call. We'll come back.
That we want to talk to you
about
Creed.
Yeah. You won't be able to figure that out.
So call us, 206-803-ROCK.
Or we'll call you right back.
Should we try one more time?
Let's try. Let's be like a psycho ex-girlfriend calling and calling.
What do you think, Danny? Oh, he's calling. He's calling back.
All right. Answer it.
Hello. Is this Andrew?
Yes, it is.
Andrew?
Why are you ignoring our calls? You're sending us a voicemail. What's going on here?
Oh, I'm installing a panel and a meter for a house.
Wow. Oh, excuses.
Who do you work for, Andrew?
Curly Electric.
Nice. Well, we have some big news to share with you this morning. This is Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs and Danny V from the Daily Miggs Show. We wanted to be the three people to give you the heads up that on Thursday, August 14th, at White River Amphitheater, you are going to be receiving a backstage tour from Scott Stapp of Creed.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys. It's a numb thing.
What's your favorite Creed song?
The song?
It's the greatest song of all time. Okay, maybe a little exaggerated, but still. Dude, hell yeah, man. So you're going to get to go backstage, and Scott Stapp is going to give you a tour just for you and your buddy.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have you ever won anything before?
I've won on your radio show, like, 6 tickets now.
Oh my gosh.
What has been the coolest thing, even if it's not on our show, that's fine too, but what has been the coolest thing that you've ever won?
This right here.
Stay with me. Sorry.
Andrew, just to paint the picture, Danny is very unenthused about the song, and Steve and I are losing our mother effing minds.
Oh, I know Danny hates it.
I think that's kind of why we love it more now.
Yeah, exactly. I do it to my friends all the time.
what do you hope to see back? Is there anything like you're like, I don't even know what to expect with this tour, but I mean.
Just to meet the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, when they do play that song, are you going to do what Steve and Danny are planning to do, and that's rip shirts off and hug?
Yes, I'm down.
Cool. We'll look for you.
Awesome, Andrew. Congratulations. We're excited to see you at White River for Creed.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Right on. Thanks, Andrew. You too.
Thanks for calling us back.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you asked him what he was looking forward to most. I hope that, like, we go back and it's just, like, bowls of M&Ms, but they're just all the color brown.
Oh.
Because that's what they sound like.
Oh.
I'm looking down, now that it's over. Something about my mistakes. You don't even know the words. No, I don't even know the words to Pearl Jam songs. It's all just...
The Daily Miggs Show.
206-803-ROCK. We are curious. What is the coolest thing you have ever won? We want to hear all about it. So call now. 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the coolest thing you ever won. We're going to take those calls after Linkin Park. What is the coolest thing you have ever won? Call now and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have a rockaholic on hold who won something from you once that's pretty darn cool.
Okay.
And she's going to tell us all about it in just a second.
Judging by the number of calls that we're getting, people will, I need to get better at winning things because I don't have anything cool that I can share that I won.
Reagan, you're headed to work right now. What is the coolest thing you have ever won?
It's Regan.
Regan!
Come on, Taryn. I told you.
That's all right. The coolest thing I ever won was a trip to Maui in the mid-90s at my union dinner. It was the grand prize. And the thing was, I wasn't even there when they called the number because me and my girl got in a little spat and we left early. I left the tickets on the table. My brother-in-law happened to grab them and he saw that that my ticket was the winning number and said, hey, these are Regan's tickets. And I got to go to Maui for a week.
Did you take the girl that you were arguing with or did you take someone else?
Yes, I did. I ended up marrying her, but now we're divorced.
It was awesome. Was it a raffle or like how?
Yeah, it was a raffle. Exactly. Oh, man. Exactly. Yep. And I just lucked out that my brother was there.
Good thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, some brother-in-laws might be like, hey, guess what?
That was mine.
Yeah, I won these tickets. It's crazy.
206-803-ROCK. Shelley from Kent, what is the coolest thing you ever won?
Well, back in the late 90s, I think it was, I won tickets to the first Coachella.
Wow. Back when Coachella was cool.
Yeah, when you were at the other end of the dial.
And do you remember, Shelley, who performed that year?
Oh, God. I think Rage Against the Machine, but I won't swear to it.
So, Shelley, you won it for me when I worked You won it for me when I worked at the end. Did you have to do anything dumb to win it, or were you just like a caller number?
No, thank God. I was a caller number to qualify, and then I think you guys drew my name.
That's amazing.
I mean, those are some good old days, too, the early days of Coachella.
Yeah, it was like, what she said,
She said, I think she said Morrissey and Rage Against the Machine. Hell yeah.
Well, one of those two artists I'd like to see live.
206-803-ROCK. Pat from Burien, what is the coolest thing you have ever won?
You guys, I won Metallica, Days of the New, and Jerry Cantrell tickets from you guys years ago. And I was one of the two grand prize winners that got to go backstage and do the meet and greet.
Who was your favorite person to meet in the meet and greet?
It was James Hetfield. He was cool. It was Jason Newsted. James Hetfield and Days of the New that I got to meet, but James was by far the coolest man.
Oh, that's good to hear, because I remember I never got to meet him, but I remember just being like, he just gives off that aura of rock god.
Oh, absolutely.
It's James freaking Hetfield. Like, I don't even know like anything about the dude, but I probably like vote him in office. Like, he's just like got that vibe of just coolness, but I was too intimidated to even talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Rob from Gig Harbor, what is the coolest thing you have ever won?
Hey guys, good morning. I won a grand prize package from KLOS Radio in LA to hang out with AC/DC and be a part of the Angus Army. And so they gave us these red silk uniforms that he used to wear on stage, the red silk shorts, the hat, the jacket, and a t-shirt with like a schoolboy tie on it. And we hung out on the AC/DC tour bus all day. And went to Dave and Buster's and Warehouse Records, gave out merchandise all day, had free lunch, partied with the crew on the bus.
Did you hang out
with AC/DC backstage, and they signed all our gear and everything. It was a pretty cool grand prize.
Were you wearing the outfits when you met AC/DC?
Yeah, that was part of the package. We had to wear the schoolboy outfits.
And do you still have the outfit?
Yeah, I still have the outfit on.
Hold on. Rob.
We were all dressed up as the Angus Army.
What was the band's reaction when they walk into a room and there's like a bunch of people that are dressed like them? Like, that had to be kind of awkward.
You know, it was really funny. There was only about 10 of us total, but we came walking in after the show and they're just kind of smiling and laughing. And I don't know if you guys ever met anybody in AC/DC, but those guys are literally like, 4'5", 4'9", like super short. I was like, whoa, they don't look so short on video, but they were really short, but they were really cool. I like, my hat and everything. So
they're like monsters on stage. That's awesome, dude.
I mean, can you imagine walking in and seeing 10 people cosplaying as Angus Young?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you walk in, you're like, what are we doing? What is going on with all these guys dressed like me?
These guys must really like our band.
Thankfully, has a good sense of humor about it.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try and take down Steve Miggs this morning? And were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room when we gave out three correct answers to the game? 260 wins he has, 82 losses, 63 ties. Call 206-803-ROCK right now, and we will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.